I think Jim went there in 76. And that's pre-video. They're selling Super 8 movies. You know, the sound striped. You know, so Super 8 was getting very sophisticated. Very, that great cameras. Really cool projectors. We're not talking Bell and Howell here. We're talking like Umig and Elmo were primo names and treated the film very nicely. And, you know, it's, you had access to the film path. And, you know, it was great. So I think he went there. I think it was 76. I mean, he could correct me. But I didn't get there. Maybe it was 75. I didn't get there till the fall of 77. They, like, you know, their business was growing. And they needed, like, you know, help. And it was like, you know, he was like, well, I know a guy, you know. And that was really fun for me because, even though it was an aside, Dennis Thomas was not fun to work for. You know, and that was, he was the owner and starter of it. He was a visionary guy, totally visionary. So what had happened was in 77, fall of 77, Beta, there wasn't any VHS. Pre-recorded video cassettes were just starting to come out. And believe me, it was extremely narrow because none of the movie studios wanted to do it, but 20th Century Fox let this guy, they licensed 50 titles to him. So it was this really big thing, but the bulk of what was available was public domain stuff. You'd grab a 16 millimeter film, public domain, you could transfer it onto anything. They were having me transfer stuff onto 3/4 inch U-matic cassettes that we could then down-dub to Beta and later to VHS. You know, make some generic box and sell it. There was a demand for it. So here I was getting an education. I was in the back, their little production room, putting 16 millimeter films on new projector, threading them up, hitting the go button on the 3/4 inch U-matic, running the thing, and I'd have to monitor the film and make sure it was, you know, in frame, you know, on the screen, you know, it was a camera, it was like a Telesyn setup where the you know, the camera and the projector were lined up correctly. And, you know, I was seeing things like The Third Man. I had never seen The Third Man before. You know it? It's a great film. Great. And here I'm looking at this washed out film with contrasty, going from contrasty to being washed out, but it was so compelling and the cinematography was so, I just like being mesmerized watching. Wow, you know, just totally knocked out with it. So I would see all these films, you know, and I mean, that's kind of like the beginning. The beginning, but yeah, so was Cinecide because of Thomas Video? No, I was already interested in film. Jim was already interested in film, you know. It's, I mean, the way he ended up working there because he was buying film, yeah. He was buying these Laurel and Hardy's or Chaplin's, you know. And you know, he'd come over to my house because he was dating my sister, and he'd like throw a couple of these Chaplin's on. I'm just like, watch, and just go, wow, this guy's amazing, you know, just. Be knocked out by, you know, what you were looking at.